Leprechauns in Ireland. Do they really exist? Until recently, I would have laughed at anyone who claimed that the little leprechauns from the Irish saga landscape seriously existed. But then the following happened. It was one of those typical weather-wise mixed days in Ireland that I have come to love so much. Sun, rain, clouds, a change that was repeated again and again. I was driving my car through the beautiful green Irish countryside when I suddenly saw this wonderful rainbow shimmering in all colors behind a narrow band. What a wonderful sight! I had seemed dreaming of such a motor for a long time. Stop, grab the camera, and my disappointment was great. Although only a few seconds had passed, suddenly there was hardly anything left of the wonderful rainbow. Only a slight shimmer was still in the air, and a glitter, exactly where it seemed to spring from the green landscape. Was that supposed to be? I quickly dismissed this thought, and yet, in the following minutes, it somehow did not let go of me. I decided to get back into the car and drove toward the spot where I thought I had seen the sparkle brief. When I reached the spot 20 minutes later, the sun was already laughing above me again. The landscape, beautiful and varied, just invited me to linger here for a while, and so I got out and just walked. Rocks and bushes lined my path. Here and there I met a sheep. I enjoyed the warm wind blowing my face, but what was that? Suddenly something flittered past behind some bushes in the corner of my eye. Had I imagined it? Uncertainly, I walked on. There was it again. This time I was quite sure. Was it an animal? But so fast? No, it couldn't be. I pretended to turn left and suddenly jumped to the right into the bushes where I suspected the animal was. What eyes I made when suddenly this little wretch sat in front of me, obviously just as perplexed as I was. Green hat, suit, waistcoat, shoes with the huge golden buckles, plus a red beard, and this mischief smile. "Seems you got me," he said, grinning. Still quite gobsmacked, I nodded in disbelief. "What are you, a leprechaun?" I asked. "Pah, leprechaun? I'm a leprechaun," he replied. "Before you ask, yes, of course we're real, but tell me how you found me." I then told him about the rainbow and the glitter. Tentatively, he listened to me and nodded here and there in agreement. "Seems you have earned a little reward," he spoke when I had finished my tale. With a nimble hand, he suddenly pulled out a gold coin and threw it into high air. How it glittered! Skyfully, he caught it again. A thought flashed through my mind. I wondered if this pot of gold from the myths and legends really does exist. What was it again? I thought hard. You have to grab the leprechaun by the shoulders and catch him, and then you get his pot of gold. Wasn't that how it was? Just as this thought entered my conditions, and I was already tensing my muscles to jump again, suddenly it went plop. Where the leprechaun had just been sitting, there was suddenly nothing. Only a sardonic laugh hung in the air. Damn it! I had missed the chance of my lifetime. But before I could really get angry about it, I woke up. Somewhat distraught, I realized that I was still lying on this beautiful green meadow in the middle of the beautiful Irish countryside and had simply fallen asleep. What a crazy dream! Smiling, I let my eyes wander far and wide. There was no leprechaun to be seen. A pity, really, but who knows, maybe they do exist. I swear, every word of the story is true, if there are really leprechauns and fairies. But let's get down to do some actual facts about the little green leprechauns, because admittedly I made up the story, of course.